brother Low HD, good morning and happy birthday. Mr. Anthony Johnson celebrates 63 years today. Happy birthday to you, sir. That's a blessing. Miss Chamantha Boyd, good morning, Chamantha. How are you? Happy birthday to you on your 55th birthday today. Miss Terica J is celebrating her 30th birthday. Happy birthday to you, Terica. Miss Shante Maya Smith is celebrating a birthday, too, today. Happy birthday to you. A happy 44th birthday for Miss Kimberly Eli. Good morning to you. Miss Kishara Kirk, she celebrates her birthday today. Happy birthday to you. And rounding out the birthday list today, Miss Tamara LaCour. Good morning and happy birthday to you. And to all the birthday people, whether you are near or far, or whether we called your name or not, we want to wish you a happy birthday, and we want you to live long and prosper.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And, of course, if you see any of the birthday people around town, if they're comfortable with it, give them a handshake, a hug, a smile, and maybe some cash to let them know that they're loved, that they're special, and that they're truly worthy of the honor on this, their birthday. Today, we have been talking all day about beautiful purpose that God has given for your singleness. And here's something that's especially important. It's to enable you to rely on the sufficiency of God. You see, if God's love is unfailing, we should just be sufficient in that because it can't fail. You know, people may say that Adam needed Eve, and you might think that's why God created a woman. That's not true. Eve was God's grace in Adam's life, God's gift to him. You see, God's grace was sufficient because God, in his wisdom, always gives what's good and what's best. And what's best doesn't mean it's what's best in our opinion, but it's God's opinion what's best. Now, without Eve, Adam would have walked with God in paradise, complete and satisfied. God had already given Adam life and breath and placed him in paradise. Adam's life was already better than anybody else who's going to come after him. And yet, God opened his hand and gave him another gift and satisfied a desire Adam didn't even know he had. God's grace is so sufficient that he provides for us and satisfies us in ways that surprise us. He doesn't give us everything we ask for. He gives us what he knows will satisfy us. Adam would not have known to ask for Eve. God knew Eve would be suitable and welcome in Adam's life. God does not promise us all the same type of help, but the same variety of grace. We're not guaranteed a human helpmate, but rest assured, God will provide for you just as he did for Adam, and his grace will be sufficient for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Christy Walker, for writing such a beautiful article, The Purpose God Has for Your Singleness. Hey, listen, I hope that you enjoyed today's program. It's been a pleasure, honor, and privilege for me to bring it to you. And I'm hoping to do this all again tomorrow morning, bright and early, following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas. Get ready, get set, and enjoy the rest of your broadcast day with us here on KAYT, KQJO-FM in Alexandria, Shreveport, Monroe, Lake Charles, and Natchez, Mississippi. Remember this, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. And if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will. Get it all. Until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
I want to invite you to check out the Wade Hampton Show every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. Central, right here. I'll play the music that will motivate you throughout your day, and we'll have interesting topics that will help you to live your very best life. So, at home, at work, or in your automobile, join the Ham Camp. Right here on KAYT, KQJO-FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
To be my best friend, comforting.